the cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of July 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on the website, on the front page, you'll see all the other sites I have. Bookmark them for future use because I might have trouble in the future with the main servers. I've had it in the past. And you can bookmark cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. You'll see that there. Then the whole bunch is called cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and the European site, which is alanwattsentinel.eu. The last site also has, apart from having all the regular audios of the previous talks I've given, it also has a lot of transcripts for print-up written in the various languages of Europe. And I should mention right off the bat, too, that if you fancy your hand at translating, get in touch with me at alanwattscuttingthrough@yahoo.com, and we'll see what we can do. Now, you bring me to you. You're the listeners. You bring me to you. It's one of the few shows out there that doesn't survive by getting paid through advertising and so on. The ads on the show pay for the time, pays for the staff at RBN, and the advertisers deal directly with RBN. Therefore, I don't get anything from that. I don't ask for anything from that. I could go the other way and take advertising. It's very lucrative, and I'd have to bring guests on once in a while and really give you an hour ad with a guest on who will sell you something at the end. I try to stay out of that side of it because this is not a business. This is a very serious thing I'm doing, and I'm doing it because we truly are up against an incredible wall. A wall of silence as to the truth, and we have to dig very hard with shovels and picks to find, to get through that wall, to find what truth even is today, as the whole world is being managed towards a particular designed new system into it. Now, you can also write to me. People who want to write, get the disc pass around at Alan Watt site, 41, box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. And that's that off my back. That's enough of toot my own horn here. But I was thinking today about topics I've mentioned before and how whole cultures are created by those who understand the science. And it's not a guess. It's not a conspiracy theory. The fact is it's taught. It's taught in marketing. The history of marketing is taught to those who go into marketing on the higher levels at university and colleges and so on. And they always come up with the same names of their heroes, those guys who are the builders of their system of making you want things that you never even thought about before. And they were the experts that Lord Bertrand Russell said they'd have to bring on board Madison Avenue, those who understood what motivates people and those who understood especially what motivates them on a subconscious level, all the drives they have inside of them. Bernays is one of their big heroes, the nephew of Freud, Sigmund Freud. I've got so much to say, really, about, and I can't cram it all into an hour, or even in this one talk today, about this system that it's kind of mind-boggling how it's done, but I'll try and get some of the information out in the next hour or so of how this technique works back after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Tonight we're talking about how culture is not only created but controlled and updated. It truly is updated, just like computers. When you update your spyware, for instance, or a program, you'll see at the end of it, I'll often delete files from the previous program, the old one, because it's given you a new update. And today, because we're on this incredible universal education system with the same propaganda, people don't know what propaganda is. It can be mixed in when you see with education, very much so. In fact, until eventually all you're getting is socialist propaganda. That's not meant to serve the people of the world. It's, of course, always to serve the dominant minority who ran the last age. As they come into the new age, they design all this ahead of time. People will think that's impossible to do, but it's not, because, as I say in marketing, you can see the techniques of Bernays, and I'll put a link up. I've used it before with an Adam Curtis investigative talk into Bernays and how the American culture was designed by, first of all, by this man, and taken up by all the following subsequent students and of marketing. And on the video, you'll hear Bernays talking as a very elderly fellow. These guys live for a very long time. It's amazing that they're just like the Brzezinskis and so on. And he says on this expose, he says, his job was to train the American people, train them. Remember that word train. You're talking about training a population. Men, women, children, and children that haven't been born yet. To be consumers. Ultra-hyper-consumers. And then, of course, it says in the same documentary that the techniques were then picked up by all the politicians and advisors, because they're all trained in the same subjects of mass psychology and sociology, etc. They're trained, all the top advisors, in these subjects. And they're trained, too, in marketing strategies, how ideas can be put across to the people, implanted or embedded, you might say, subliminally almost, into the public. The simplest way is rather overt, is simply repetition. And all politicians, when they're up to no good, and have just had a meeting, and then they come up to face the press, you'll hear them all, regardless of which one's being interviewed from the meeting, they'll all have the same catchphrases, like weapons of mass destruction. They're all told to say that, you see, repetition. And because so many folk are saying it at the top, we think, well, it must be true. That's simple, a primitive type, just basic repetition. That's also what Bertrand Russell mentioned about the, using Madison Avenue through repetitive advertising. They could literally get the people to obey whatever they wanted them to do. Bernays claimed that he learned this by simply leafing through a couple of books by his uncle, Freud, which is utter nonsense, utter nonsense, because you can leap through all the books of Freud and you'll never get the mechanism to do this. It's not there. But if you go back further in history and into the 1800s, you will find there were books put out by other observers of society to do with propaganda, especially. Now, right up into Bernays' day, and you'll hear him say this himself, it was called propaganda. And he coined the term, even to make it more acceptable and digestible to the public, he said, it's now public relations. It's still propaganda, but it sounds much as public relations. Every government, right down to your local government, and even the police forces, use PR specialists to, number one, legally protect them from anything coming back at whatever they say or has happened or they've done. And also to give a completely kind of whitewashed, socially acceptable view out to the public by using the right terms and putting it across in a certain way, fudging it, if you like, fabricating it to be acceptable to the public. But it's still propaganda. Now, education is full of propaganda, and all we get now, really, from all media, including all the entertainment, is propaganda. It can hide behind so many things, especially those things which you like. And that's what Bernays goes into. Bernays looked at the sexual drives in people, for instance. He understood perfectly well. In fact, by the way, he also hated the general public because they were so easy to manipulate. You'll find this with all of those at the top. The easier it is to manipulate the public, the more they will hate you. And that's why they call you various names, which are not quite human. But he looked at the drives. He looked at the fact that everyone lives in a little mental sphere of themselves and how they want to be noticed by others. And he had it all worked out through obviously being taught this technique from predecessors, that you can manipulate every age group if you target them directly, because they all change from 5 years old to 10 years old to 12, hormones are kicking in, so on, and et cetera. So you can target each age group perfectly. Look at the ads on television near Christmas. They're aimed at 5-year-olds for a particular toy or whatever, then 10-year-olds, et cetera. That's perfect. Even in the music industry, it's probably more perfected there, because they've always understood this. Read Plato when he talks about culture. Read what he says about drama and how important it was for the elite to bring in certain drama, traveling drama teams, stage actors with their plays, because the public would emulate what they saw on stage. They'd dress in the fashions that they saw the women wearing, and the guys too. They would also emulate their heroes on stage. And coupled with music, as Plato said, music itself was such a very powerful tool, because it doesn't just use auditory, it uses visualization along with this other thing, the music. It comes from the muse. You have to look at the Greek muses to understand the techniques. Behind all ancient, even, stories and mythologies, there's techniques being shown to you if you understand what you're looking at. So look at the muses. If you understand the muses, you can control society, and many people down through the ages came to understand that same thing. And Bernays definitely was taught in these techniques. Music is so powerful that Plato wanted to license musicians because of the effect it could have on the youth. It could cause rebellions if they wanted to. Well, once you understand that, you can also get students and young people to rebel at what you want them to rebel about. See, that's the real technique of it. Most of those things which we rebel about are given to us. And the government's only so happy to start parroting those points of views back to you. So you feel even more powerful, like they're listening. But if the government is listening to you and parroting it back to you, like the whole global warming agenda, save the planet, go green, and so on, put out there by the big NGOs, then it's because the government wants you to do that. That's why. You're demanding what they want you to demand. So who gave this idea to you in the first place? It's never a simple grassroots person. Never, ever, ever. None of them are at the top of these NGOs. And they're all funded, as I say, by the big foundations. But Bernays, as I say, was taught this kind of stuff. And so he advocated creating and training, in his own words, training a whole society. And he didn't see the problem of doing it, or even the difficulty of doing it. And then when you look at who was backing him, the big GM companies and all the big manufacturers were backing him to the hilt. In other words, the establishment, those who already were the captains of industry, were all behind him. And unlimited financing, easy to do. Therefore, the people who gave you the consumer society, the hyper-consumerism, and knew exactly how to train a whole population and upcoming generations to be the same way, the same people are behind the opposite now. You've got to cut back on everything. You're over-consuming. Your sustainability will run out of everything. Look at who funds all of these so-called grassroots movements. I've mentioned the Rockefeller so many times because of a finger in so many thousands of pies. Why would the guys who started off the big industrial era in the U.S. and controlled it up to this time also be funding to the hilt and doing talks across the planet to various groups, United Nations, etc., governments? Why would these same big boys, the real captains, some of them call them the pirates of industry because that's what they are, why would they be also funding what seems to be their antithesis, their opposite? It's because they will also run the next phase of society. They've already got it drawn up what the next economy is to be, and to drive into servitude. It's all this global warming and carbon taxes, and they've been selling and trading. Countries have been, and big corporations have been selling and making profits off these carbon tax refunds before we even heard about it. So it was a must-be priority set up behind the scenes already set up and functioning. The EU gave out so many millions or billions of dollars worth of these trading cards, however it is, loaded supposedly with credit units for carbon footprints. And there are articles in the papers where they've made profits on it. They've paid nothing in, but they've all made profits off it, off what the taxpayer gave them via the government. Incredible, isn't it? But why would the big corporations be funding to the hilt a political agenda worldwide, which you'd think would put them out of business? That's not going to put them out of business. They'll be much, much bigger pirates by the time it's finished. Back with more after these messages.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing how whole populations have been, or at least they've had their cultures manufactured for them for an awful long time and updated just like a computer. And as they update, they delete the old files until you think it's always been this new way. We adapt so quickly, you see. Most folk don't have much memory because, especially today, that they're bombarded with data. Most data is totally irrelevant. It's just data. It's meaningless, really. But inside some of it are the important things that are embedded there that you will remember, because they are always repeated many, many times through posters, through advertising, through government messages, go green, etc. All that kind of stuff, repetition, and it works. So therefore, you all get the same download at the same time, and everyone thinks they're on board. Now, remember, that's the key to it, is being on board. At the Club of Rome, when they came up with the scam of global warming, and they basically admit to it that they look for methods to unite the public across the world, remember, it's to be a world government thereafter, and a world system where the elite have the right to rule, but they have to get you to be a good servant first, willingly. Obey the experts. But they also said, how can we do it? And they looked at all the possible things that happened before, and they decided that only under warfare scenarios do the public give away their rights to governments and allow themselves to be manipulated and given ration cards or ID cards and checkpoints and all this kind of stuff. We put up with it. We give up our freedom for security. That was what you heard after 9/11. That's why they're using that tactic then too, you see, right up to the present time. We can't keep you safe and secure and free at the same time. We've got to take something away to give you security. If you have no freedom, you have no security. Ask any totalitarian survivor of any state. But it works every time, and as the Club of Rome said, getting the world on board, so they're working towards something, you see, is the key to it all. We're all in it together, as the war's slogans go. We're all in it together. That's always repetitive in all wars. We're on the same boat, going in the same direction. We've got a direction to go. There's a cause now, a purpose, you see. And that's what the idea that the Club of Rome came up with, to use that very technique of purpose, cause, they'll give you the direction, is to save us all, because man was the enemy of the planet. To save some of men and women and children, they'd have to take over all, take away all your rights, basically, to do it for you and allow the experts to guide you. And they said themselves they favored the collectivist idea more than any other system, which is a good way of saying socialism or communism. It's fantastic, as I say, to realize that people know this science. Not only know it, but there's a power there of a dominant minority who can make it happen, because everything runs on this thing called money, which the dominant minority have and control. They also have real estate, as opposed to fake estate. See, money is fake estate. That's why they call the other stuff real estate. If you don't have masses of land, you're nothing. We don't have masses of land, or even little plots of land, even when you think you own your house, because the government can take it away from you, which means you didn't own it in the first place. Because if you really owned it, they couldn't steal it from you. And it's because of back taxes. You either own it outright, or you don't own it outright. Interesting, the CFR took responsibility and credit for bringing in the death duties taxes so you couldn't pass it on to your offspring, and they also brought in the income tax and the property tax. They put it forward in bills, their members did. That's in their own writings. We've got them to thank for that. Again, Cecil Rhodes, Milner, Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR, same thing. So Quigley wasn't kidding when he says these guys have been responsible for every major change, including all the wars you've had in the last 100 years. And they haven't stopped. And how they do it, too, is to give you what appears to be a genius every so often. And I caught on to that a long time ago when I looked at the ones that were given to us as geniuses that changed society, like Charles Darwin. And Charles Darwin did not have much going from him, apart from the fact he's about the fifth generation of interbreeding with one other family, the Wedgwoods. But he did have he was well connected with the Royal Society. And if you want to get anywhere in science, you've got to belong to the Royal Society. They mandate things to governments. And his grandfather and his father had also put out stuff on evolution before him. And the Royal Society picked Charles over the other competitors to bring this forward, guys like Wallace. And they made him the hero. Now, instantly, when the press go into action in a certain way, you make an instant star. That's how they do it. So a guy is suddenly a genius. So whatever he says on any issue is going to be believed, especially in politics and so on. The same happened with Einstein. Class as a dummy at school. Nothing happens for a long time. He's working in the patent office in Switzerland, helping to steal patents for his bosses. And he's rewarded by we'll make you a genius. You will come out with this, this, and this. Things that no one can prove. And then you go around the world talking about politics and the need for international socialism. And people listen. And some have pointed out in the past that what more right does an Einstein have to discuss and promote a certain brand of politics than the plumber or the carpenter? Because after all, that wasn't their speciality, was it? You see, we follow the stars and they give them to us. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Yeah, every so often they get a genius for us, you see. And what happens when you're told this person's a genius, and all the media is just creating a star instantly. Somebody you've never heard of. They do the same with prime ministers and presidents. And suddenly they're a genius on the world stage. And what you do in front of a genius is to sit back. Your mind takes a back seat, thinking this guy is so incredibly intelligent that I could never even imagine how he thinks. And therefore you switch off and listen. You switch off your own ability to reason or to critically analyze. And therefore, then the next thing you know, this genius that is the inventor of this or that or whatever we're told, you see, is into politics and telling us about how the world has to go in a social direction and all this kind of stuff. And that cause becomes a real cause for everyone. And the public don't recognize they're being guided, crafted, in a sense, by those behind the scenes, those behind the person that put up front as a genius. This technique was mentioned even by Adam Weishaupt. He said that we shall create philanthropists, big, wealthy philanthropists, big foundations. That happened. Albert Pike also talked about the need to acquire incredible vast amounts of money. He even said by the stock market, by cunning, etc. He even hinted at any means possible. and then we should become masters over the masters of the world. And bingo, you have all these people popping up across the world. The top bankers suddenly are there, the fingers in every pie, owning mines across the planet. You have the Rockefellers owning the resources of oil, the oil industry. And you should really look into the history of how they acquired a lot of those oil wells, too. There was anything but fair play when they had competitors, anything but. It was grab at all costs. But the next thing you know, after the Ludlow massacre, they brought in specialists to give him a different image, and he becomes a philanthropist. The old man that told the militia to get out and told governors what to do, get your militias out and get rid of those people, and they were machine-gunned in their tents, the strikers. With the help of two people, one a Canadian that was sent down, specialist in public relations or propaganda, they gave him a brand new image as a philanthropist. And suddenly a massive foundation is there. Suddenly, mind you, there's a massive staff dealing with all of these NGOs and causes that were funding and other foundations that they were funding. This is the parallel government that Professor Carl Quigley, who was the official historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, said it was. He said, it's a parallel government. It's not responsible to the public. No one elects them. And yet they have power on in every government because they have many members in every government. He said himself, they put the top people in as presidents and prime ministers as members. Doesn't matter what party you vote in. It's always theirs. And they give you, as I say, geniuses every so often that we believe are. You know, I can remember when Roseanne Barr did this comedy series. Next thing you know, she's out there advocating different social movements and firearm restrictions and things like that. Now, if it was someone in the street, no one would take any notice of her, but because she's up there on the screen, you see, people will listen more intently as to what she has to say. Old techniques, they all know that at the top, the ones who put these people out there and give them the roles to play. The same thing goes with Bill Gates. All this hype about, oh my God, he was a child genius and just did all this himself and yada, 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 until you go into the records of how Microsoft literally took various patents of different groups, got away with it. No one ever came down them and charged them. In other words, doors were opened and the word was out to leave them alone. And they got right up there. Front organization. That's how you create it. They're real organizations, but they're fronts. After all, as I said, during the Cold War, you couldn't allow really free competition in technology because technology was going to win it, whoever had the best. Therefore, you put your own ones out. They're real companies, all right. But they're all intertwined completely with the military-industrial Pentagon-CIA complex. So Bill Gates comes out, and after all these billions are made, suddenly he's a philanthropist, you see, in with all the big shots and rubbing shoulders with them. All, it's amazing to me, too, how you never get a philanthropist appearing on the scene who's in disagreement with the other philanthropists on any particular topic. They're all in complete agreement on every topic. You see, we've got to bring in a world system run by experts. We've got to bring in a socialist world system. We've got to get rid of so many people to save the world. And we've got to start sterilizing the public eventually down the road as well. Blah, 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 blah. They're all on board with this whole agenda. They immediately parrot the line, sustainability, go green, and all that kind of stuff. And first they give you a little buttering up by saying, well, Bill Gates is going to use modified mosquitoes like little syringes to immunize people in Africa against malaria. Rot, rubbish. Now the next farce that comes out is, can Bill Gates control the weather? They've been controlling the weather for years. But they're getting you into thinking this man is a giant amongst giants. Giant amongst giants. He's a demigod. He's way up beyond anything we can imagine. We can't even imagine how he thinks. He's such a genius, you see. But can Bill Gates control the weather? That's from today at PC World. I'll put this link up on my site at the end of the show. Then it gives the little smile. It's like John Denver when he smiles here. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, is a man with a permanent light bulb over his head. So there you are. You already told he's a genius, you see. So you put your reason back and you say, little old me can compete with this. I'll just sit back and read it and believe it. His latest idea, what a joke, controlling the weather, sounds insane, but in a patent application recently released to the public, Gates and several co-inventors, have concocted a scheme to kill hurricanes over the ocean before they wreak havoc on land. Now, go into the United Nations Weather Warfare Treaty written up in the 1970s, where they said they could already do all that stuff. That's why you have a treaty, you see, so that you won't use it against each other. Mind you, in UN treaties, you're allowed to use everything that's banned on your own people. I don't know if you know that out there. So that's how they put him up there as the front man and give him role after role as a big philanthropist and a benefactor of men. They have their own term for these people at the top, by the way. And it's so odd because we've all heard of transhumanism, as where we're going to all evolve through technology and be part cyborg and eventually be even be a different kind of species. But these guys there at the top already in their own publications call each other transhumanists because they are the highest thing to gods, nearest thing to gods. That's what they mean by it at the top, the big boys, not the little wannabes down below that want to get artificial arms and be like Schwarzenegger or something in a movie. They believe they are the enlightened masters, you see, the hidden masters that are out in the open, the benefactors of mankind. That's what they call them, transhumanists. They call each other that. They're not waiting for something. They're already doing it. But getting back to what I'm saying, how propaganda is peddled every day from children's comic books to their cartoons on television. Look at all the greening stuff they're getting brainwashed with and how adults are bad. They ruined the planet for us. Through their little school books they get too when they start. You're looking at the creation of totally indoctrinated for political purposes children. Totally, absolutely, 100% indoctrinated because they must be on board with one agenda, and it wasn't one that any of them dreamed up. It was all done by much older people that were alive before these children were even born or thought of. Remember what Huxley said in his speech at Berkeley 1962, and see if I'll tie in with what you've been hearing recently. He says, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, the ultimate revolution, right? These guys have been behind all the revolutions down through time. He says that we are in the process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably will always exist, to get people to love their servitude. Servitude, service, a world of service. Remember what you'll find by Carol Quigley in his own books with the Cecil Rhodes Foundation? Bring in a world of service. Same thing with as when they transformed into the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a world of service. The Council on Foreign Relations, the American branch, a world of service. In service to the world state, you see, which is run by a controlling oligarchy. That fits in with what Orwell said, in such utopias, some are more equal than others. Definitely the standard of living, you see. It's astonishing, as I say, astonishing how it works. It's so perfect. It's all pervasive. It's all around you. It's daily. You've had it since you were a child. In fact, for what's happening today, we've had probably 40 years of preparation for the greening movement. And the sustainability stuff, it's in all the nature shows, it's in cartoons and so on, and Disney, where animals talk to each other in English, you know, with American accents. And it's just astonishing how much programming we've all had. Technically, none of us should be awake to anything. We should all be in massive groups, all with banners demanding that governments do what the governments want us to demand. We should all be doing that, blowing into massive groups. This is the age of groupthink, you see, where we all do it together. And as I say, it's all through everything, arts, entertainment, music. Look at all the messages and even comedies. I've talked before about the censorship committees, international. Everyone thought was there to keep their culture and preserve it and not to get too far into blasphemy and all that kind of stuff. Or to stuff that was just too out there to be tasteful. And then you find out, no, that their job is to see how far the public can be pushed with the next barrage of sitcoms and so on, along social policy lines, political lines. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's the same, too, with all books. Going back to George Orwell, he was the darling of the socialist movement before he went off to the Spanish Civil War, thinking he was fighting to bring in a wonderful world socialism, where everyone would be equal and they'd all have what they needed and so on. And that was in the days before we had the Bernays pushing out, really, the American culture to its maximum with consumerism. And when he came back and he met the communists and so on and met many other big players, he realized that they were all in it together. He realized that the ones who even picked him at university, the professors, standard procedure, were all part of this big oligarchy at the top, or at least working for them. So were the heads of the communists. And he realized, too, the danger of this socialist-communist movement, because it was so apparent to him what was going to happen in Britain and Europe and elsewhere. So when he came back, he did his walking tours around the socialist enclaves, giving speeches, and when he gave them the bad news, and he says, look, we've got to be careful here, that's not what we thought it was. They turned their backs, and the crowd don't like to be told anything contrary to what they want to believe. They don't like that. They get nasty. And they turned their backs on him. He tried to put it into book forms like Animal Farm to show you at the end of the revolution, the animals' revolution against the humans, there's the pigs, the leaders of the animals, having a great party with the humans in the house. All the animals are looking through the window in the cold and the rain. And they're boozing it up inside and having a great feast. And the humans say to the leaders, the pigs, he says, congratulations, you've been able to do what we've been trying to do forever with the animals, get them to work for nothing. World of service. World of service. But Orwell had a heck of a job getting his books out, because all the publishing houses, he realized, really all boiled down to, under the spider web of publishing houses, because you're with the illusion of competition, it doesn't exist. Publishing houses are not there to get your books out. They're there to censor what gets out, and decide what does get out for the public to listen to and believe in. You see? Last night I mentioned Vince White from The Clash, who's got a book out, and it's called The Last Days of The Clash, Out of Control, The Last Days of The Clash. And he tells you in the book, and he's got an ability to actually write it as though you're living through it, because he remembers how he was going through it, a young, naive guy, full of pep and vinegar, as we say. And the sky's the limit, optimistic, etc., into something big. And then you see the gradual disillusionment as he realizes there's bigger forces. It isn't just going out making songs and having a good time and making people happy with the music. There's much, much more. It's political, completely political. And you can actually read his book. He sells it direct, vincewhite.com. You'll find it there, Out of Control, Last Days of the Clash. But it shows you the route that most young guys go through who get into that field, how they're taken over by the professionals, how the next thing you know they're being used for political purposes. But he also, trying to get the book out, he came across the same thing as Orwell did. He says he was shocked. He was shocked, he says, when he looked at the publishing houses in the mainstream literature in Britain, to all the familiar brand names like Penguin, Granada, etc., had all been bought out. There's also Virgin Publishing. He contacted them once or a couple of times, but none of them would take him up on his book. So he went ahead anyway in 2005 and banged the thing out. in one go. And still nobody would take it. And then he could have gone the route of small independent publishers and got it on shelves, but they've got little distribution, you see. And you only end up with a couple of pennies in the dollar for your book. And then Amazon's left, right? Amazon takes 60% of the end price. So you work and you get your book out and all the rest of it. You put all that time into it. You sweat over the Photoshops, etc., for the cover. You argue with the printers. It costs £2 a book. And you have to pay to ship it to Amazon's warehouse. So on a £15 book, they take £9. And you're lucky to see a return of a pound or two on each one. See, that's how it's really set up. When you see masses, when you see masses of books put out across the planet on major bookshelves by people who are unknown to begin with, especially pushing the whole New Age stuff, there's a bigger power behind it. This guy had a lot to say, and he had to put the book out himself. There's a reason, and I'll mention what the reason is, that they won't let it out there after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just discussing how the culture industry is a vital arm, along with the media, of controlling the minds of millions and billions, even, of people. And how Vince White had an awful job getting out something that was contrary to what the big boys wanted people to remember of a particular band, like many bands were out there supposedly protesting and yelling about all the things that were wrong in the world. And that's what they were doing. They were yelling, you see, because they were trying to drum up a social movement amongst the youth. And the youth would never really know where they're being led. They never know where they're being led. Never. All they hear is what they want to hear, and that's yell, 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 this is wrong, that's wrong, things they can all see and agree upon. And things are very black and white, right? There's no gray areas when you're young. And you get very emotional and uptight about things. So they use that energy, and they use it for a social movement. This is what he says on page 4 of that book. He says, I imagine when I was leaping around near the stage as a teenager was that the Clash were humanitarians who believed in equality and justice and freedom and rights. The voices of people like me, people who got pissed off with the world, individuals angry and indignant, tired of being pushed around and told what to do and think by the state. What I found when I actually joined the band was a smug, joyless, and oppressive totalitarian dictatorship that would have shocked Stalin. He's talking about the boys that control it all. It's interesting, too, at the bottom, this one is a lesson they all learn, all the guys that are used, believe you me. I know even the Bay City Rollers have still got lawsuits and trying to get money back. They got nothing. He says, but don't worry, in this story, I don't complain about my useless employment. I could jack it in forever any night. I shut my mouth, pretend to enjoy it, thinking of all the money I never got. They're all ripped off, silly, by the sharks, you see, who control the entire industry and use them, as I say, for social movements that they're not even aware of. They don't even know where it's going or that it's being directed towards a particular area. We're all in it together, they say, right? We're all on board together. And you get all the youth on board together for what? For change. Change is good. They've been saying this in academies for years before we heard the term put out by the slogan makers. Because we're all on board to this greening, sustainable planet where they depopulate, bring down the population, and eventually get to love your servitude and come forward as volunteers for voluntary sterilization so they won't have to do it the insidious way through inoculations as they have in the past, and by bisphenol A in your food, or in baby food, or in your bottled water, or in anything else. You know, the stealth way, you see. But as I say, it's worth a read. Look into www.vincewhite.com, and you can order the book direct and bypass all these big shots that wouldn't let them put it out there. They want, see, once you've got a name out there, a big name, they can refill positions with different people, and they live on the name as a social reformist band, you see. That's more important. And they don't want the public knowing the truth of what goes on inside. But at least he went ahead. He still had that fire that we all have when we're yelling and screaming about all the injustices, and it hasn't left him, and that's good. So he's got it out there for people to read for themselves. Great for the young ones, too, who're thinking of even getting into this mess they call the music industry, this complete illusion of tinsel and flashing lights. From Hamish, myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent